AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Good morning. Thank your stars. Oakenly, if it is a holiday for you, saves you the petrol bill. The petrol prices have hit 86 rupees 25 paise in Mumbai at least. And when going gets tough, Robert Vadra gets going, because when all else fails, put people to jail. 2 days after Nitin Gadkari was promising again that Ganga will be clean by 2020, Haryana Chief Minister Khattar has again vowed that he will look into the cases with ex-Chief Minister of Haryana Hooda and Robert Vadra's land dealings. It is 3rd of September, the script is becoming very predictable, and we don't just mean ours. Today, we look at stories beyond the front page scripts. But before we get there, can someone please give a dictionary to the Prime Minister's office so that they can understand what autocrat means, if not what the spelling of strength ought to be? So does autocratic mean asking for a little discipline? Well, I think not, but then thinking is such a medieval and anti-national thing. It is, of course, got nothing to do with discipline, but then New India calls for new vocabulary. Speaking at the launch of Venkaiah Naidu's book, Moving On, Moving Forward, A Year in Office, about how there is a need for political parties to evolve a consensus on the code of conduct, both inside and outside the house, the Prime Minister, known to land Olympic medal-worthy jibes at the opposition, okay, at least Asian Games medal-worthy ones, said that asking for a little bit of discipline is making people call him autocratic. Demonetization? Oh, okay. Let's just forget about that. All the money is back, so it's a job well done. We suppose, or maybe it was just done to neutralize India's Kundali. Just like the 38-year-old businessman from Gomti Nagar in Lucknow, who served a 24-hour imprisonment as his astrologer told him that his Kundali has all jail yoga, which would land him in trouble in future. Singh moved an application before the district administration at the end of April with a copy of his Kundali. After his papers were vetted, Singh was allowed to spend 24 hours in the lockup. His astrologer instructed him to follow all jail rules for under trials during his stay, including consuming the food served to them. I also pray to God to pardon my sin and help me stay on the right path so that I may never commit any crime, he said. Well, according to Lucknow's DM, Kaushal Raj Sharma, he said that his office receives around 24 such requests every year. But the reason behind this unusual yearning is the belief that their Kundali or horoscope will be neutralized with jail time. For such benefits, I can name a few people who could use a bit of jail time to get their Kundali right, if not be jailed, just for justice's sake. Well, in other news, Hardik Patel is back in the national dailies after declaring a will on his 9th day of fast unto death. The young Patidar leader wants his assets to be divided between his parents, Bharat Patel and Usha Patel, and a Gaushala, where he is on a fast demanding quota for Patidars, loan waiver for farmers, and the release of his aide Alpesh Kathiria. If anything happens to the Patidar leader, Rs 20,000 of his bank deposits of Rs 50,000 will be given to his parents, and Rs 30,000 will be donated to a Gaushala near his village of Chandnagar in Ahmedabad district. Well, Hardik wants 30% of royalty from his book, Who Took My Job, to be distributed among his parents and sister. And on to a rather shocking news of cow vigilantes, whatever that is supposed to mean, having turned secular and inclusive, as Shuklaji from Balrampur district in Uttar Pradesh learnt, unfortunately the hard way, after he, a resident of Lakshmanpur village in Balrampur district of Uttar Pradesh, a 70-year-old Kailash Nath Shukla, he was taking out his ailing cow for treatment to another village on 30th August, when suddenly he was surrounded by cow vigilantes as he was passing through a village. while agitated Gaur Rakshaks charged him with dumping his ailing cow in the village. Despite old man's pleas that he was a Brahmin and was taking the cow to consult a doctor for treatment, the irate mob did not listen to him and thrashed him brutally with sticks and threw him in a gutter. While villagers got further infuriated when someone from the crowd alleged that the old Brahmin was selling the ailing cow to a Muslim in next village. While they took out Shukla from the gutter, shaved off his head, blackened his face and chained him. Well, talking about shaving head, one gets reminded of Tirupati temple. And more so in today's news, as the Central Information Commission, the CIC, has asked about the whereabouts of the ornaments donated by the 16th century Vijayanagar ruler Sri Krishna Deva Raya to the Lord Venkateshwara temple in Tirupati. The CIC has posed this question to the Archaeological Survey of India, the Culture Ministry, the Andhra Pradesh government and the Shrine of Tirumala Tirupati Devasthan, the TTD. The Information Commissioner has asked the PMO to make public the action contemplated by the Union Government to declare Tirumala temples national monuments and enforce international obligation to protect the World Heritage structures and ornaments. And speaking of World Heritage structures and treasures, let's move to our international news, where a huge fire has broken out at the National Museum of Brazil in Rio de Janeiro, the oldest scientific institution in that entire country. The museum, which once served as the residence for the Portuguese royal family, celebrated its 200-year anniversary earlier this year. Now, the museum houses thousands of items related to the history of Brazil and other countries, including Egyptian artifacts, according to its website. Well, its natural history collection includes important dinosaur bones and a 12,000-year-old human skeleton of a woman, the oldest ever found in the Americas. And on to Libya, where some 400 prisoners have escaped from a facility near the Libyan capital Tripoli amid deadly violence between militia groups in the city. Many of the prisoners held at the Ain Zara prison in southeast Tripoli were reportedly supporters of the late Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and had been found guilty of killings during the uprising against his government in 2011. And on to our last news for the day, where the mystery thickens over the Chinese torture technique. With close parallels to what the Americans had to go through in another socialist country, Cuba, about a year ago. While doctors and scientists increasingly suspect attacks with microwave weapons are the cause of the mysterious ailments that have stricken more than 36 American diplomats and family members in Cuba and China. Well, Cuba has definitely denied any role in or knowledge of the incidents, but in September 2017, US recalled more than half of its staff from the embassy and expelled about 15 Cuban diplomats from Washington. Well, in June 2018, the State Department announced it had sent home US personnel from China after they reported similar incidents. And according to the New York Times, an American scientist, Alan Frey, who discovered in 1960 that the brain can perceive microwaves as sound. And the discovery had opened a new field of weapons research in the US and the then Soviet Union. The Russians called the envisioned weapons psychophysical or psychotronic, which said the US Defense Intelligence Agency warned in 1976 that Soviet research showed potential for disrupting the behavior patterns of military or diplomatic personnel. And that is all the disruptions from the script for you. Wishing you all a very happy Janmashtami. See you tomorrow. Until then, goodbye from us at takeapart.in.